All right, everybody, it is time for another episode of the Crypto 101 podcast. But before we dive in to our awesome, awesome guest and conversation today, I want to remind you guys of two things. And the first one is that if you go to crypto101insider.com, you can join our private community. Here's where we have our model portfolio and all of our top picks. We also have Crypto 101 University, where we have hours and hours and hours of written and video content that explains blockchain and explains cryptocurrency in a very bite-sized and easy to understand way. And we have a weekly newsletter that goes out and quarterly state of crypto addresses that go out. There is just a ton of value packed into this every which way. So I want you guys first to go to crypto101insider.com today, if you haven't already. I also want to remind you guys that Pizza Mind and I recently just finished a book. It took 11 months of our lives to write, and we're calling it Crypto Revolution, Your Guide to the Future of Money. We walk you through this fascinating world of cryptocurrencies and blockchain, and it's part history book, it's part instructional guide, and it's going to really show you guys why cryptocurrencies are globally disruptive and how they're going to actually change in real life and in real terms the way that we buy and sell and even live. We include a bunch of how-tos on getting started with your first exchanges. We give you tips on how to safely buy and sell and store cryptocurrencies, as well as how do we evaluate potentially good cryptocurrencies. And the best part of the book is that we're giving it away for free. All you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. So go to cryptorevolution.com and pick up your copy today. All right, everybody, all you wonderful citizens of Crypt Nation, it is your host, Bryce Paul here, joined, as always, by my trusty compadre, my notorious buddy, Mr. P.I.Z. Pizza Mind. How we doing over there, sir?
Man, I feel like I'm shaking like it's New Year's Eve or something with just all this contagion that we've seen from the fallout of Luna and Three Arrows Capital.
Oh my!
All these centralized platforms starting to shake in their boots as well. And really, this is the sign of what a bear market does, is it shakes out the weak, leaving only the strong. I know you're going to be here. I know I'm going to be here. Who else is a strong enough leaf to survive?
Oh man, it's a good question. But just for the record, this is about the bloodiest, sort of market we've ever seen here in the summer of 2022. It's been just like Pizza Mind said, there's been this huge hedge fund called Three Arrows Capital that was, leveraged up to the teeth and defaulted on a bunch of their borrows. And unfortunately, the people that are hurt are the people that are, in these centralized lending platforms. So we're going to see how this all kind of shakes out. But there hasn't really been one part of the market left unscathed. And like we said, we're going to be here, right? We're not going anywhere. We've been here through the bear market of the past. We're going to be here through the current bear market. And it's funny because the guests that we have on today, we actually met in the last bear market. And I remember we were in Tokyo and we spent some time with the guys over at Singularity DAO, Marcello Mari, who is heading up the Singularity DAO. Last time we met was in Tokyo. You're here with us today. How we doing, Marcello?
Hey, Bryce, thank you for having me. I'm great, thank you. Yes, we have some good memories together out of Tokyo, yeah?
Yeah, and it was a bear market, and here we find ourselves under very similar circumstances with just a lot of uncertainty for the future of crypto. But who are left are the builders, the people that say, hey, I don't care about price up or down. I care about the technology. I care about the people and I care about the future that we're building. And I think that's why fortune would have it and fate would have it that we're back together today.
Yeah, look, I think that was the bear market. And I'm going to explain why I think this is different. So I got into crypto in 2017, right? And then I saw the original bull run to, what was it, 20K or 12K originally?
Yeah, 20K and originally.
20K, right, to December 2017. We were all excited. It was like crypto is the next big thing. And then it crashed. And when it crashed at that point, only the bravest could keep belief that it would have come back, right? And we were there. I mean, we sticked around during the bear market because we actually believed the crypto would eventually come back, and eventually did. This time is different because we've seen the first bear cycle, the first bull cycle, the second bear cycle, bull cycle again. Now it's just another bear cycle, and we know for sure that it's going to come back, right? But before, who knew? And we've been strong enough to be able to stick around, and that's exactly what you said, right? I mean, the builders, the strongest, are going to be the one that are going to survive the bear market. I call myself a bear market survivor, and I can tell you, I was building. I think when we met, I was still at Singularity Net probably. Then I did a couple of more projects during the bear market, and it's freaking depressing when you're trying to launch something during a bear market and you have no tractions because everybody keeps telling you that anything associated with crypto is a scam, that eventually crypto will crash and never come back. It's freaking depressing. Now the vibes are completely different. That was the original bear market. This is just a little shakeoff.
So you have been with Singularity in one form or another from the very beginning, essentially, of your career. What has it been like working at Singularity Net, you know, in the AI sector, which is still very much in its infancy when it comes to blockchain and crypto? You know, we've seen, you know, the rise of DeFi, the rise of metaverse, NFTs. We all know AI is going to be a big deal, but we just don't know when. Walk us through your journey from 2017, getting into Singularity Net to the creation of the Singularity DAO, where you're at now.
Yeah, thank you. So look, Singularity Net, we started Singularity Net with Ben Gortzel, David Hanson, and Simone. They were the three co-founders, and I was helping on the communication side in August 2017, roughly. And when we met, I was in Tokyo with Ben and Sophia. So we brought Sophia to that event, if you guys remember, Sophia the robot. So
yeah, that I remember Ben created this, you know, very fancy original AI robot, and her name was Sophia, and she's very popular. She's been on, you know, TV shows, and, you know, if anybody's seen Silicon Valley, you know, Ben is the character that the writers kind of modeled one of their characters after.
Yeah, and they're talking about an AI that is basically decentralized that will eventually take over all the other network systems. So probably they must have seen Singularity Net somewhere around the world, and they kind of portrayed Singularity Net in the narrative, and it was fun. So yeah, Ben created the artificial intelligence of Sophia, the robot that was originally made by Hanson Robotic. She's definitely a media darling, ambassador of the United Nations, the first artificial intelligence with a passport of a country, which is Saudi Arabia, funny enough. And actually, little more than a year ago, in April, she painted my portrait, and then we sold that portrait as an NFT, and for the series of portraits, which was three of them, we scored $1.4 million on Nifty Gateway. And then the same portrait, so my same face, painted by a robot, went on sale for $12 million on Nifty Gateway. So that was the NFT craze. So basically, we sold it right after. There was Beeple, Grimes, and then us. So the sequence of event, the hype that we created was incredible. But yeah, to answer your question, sorry, about the status of AI, because otherwise we get lost in a lot of sideways. So I think Singularity Net mission was to create artificial general intelligence on a decentralized fabric to make sure that an invention so important like AGIs wouldn't fall in a single enterprise hands, right? We don't want the most powerful artificial intelligence in the world being developed by Alibaba or Tencent or Facebook or Google. Like, we want it decentralized. We want it governed by the people. And that's what the mission of Singularity Net is still now. The model to which we achieve a decentralized AGI has changed slightly over the years since 2017 to eventually become an ecosystem that seeds the demand of artificial general intelligence on the blockchain. So from that ecosystem, Singularity DAO, which I have the pleasure and honor to lead, is the first spin-off. And Singularity DAO wants to apply artificial intelligence in the world of decentralized finance in several different ways. So we are experimenting with price prediction, with natural language processing in order to make sentiment analysis on on social media. We are using transformer neural nets to make more accurate prediction. We are using linear regressions, of course. So there's a bunch of ways that we can use machine learning tools to try to understand where the price of crypto is going, but also to create superior analytics that traders around the world can use. And we only operate on chain, which is a great competitive advantage compared to off-chain funds and traditional hedge funds. So we believe that the future is decentralized, which is why we are a DAO and we're building a DAO. And we believe that artificial intelligence can bring great benefits to decentralized finance and to tradings.
That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot of data that you guys are crunching. That's, AI and machine learning, it just requires so much energy in processing and then to do it all on chain. So I commend you guys for some of the work that you guys are doing there. Now, I'm curious, just for my own selfish reasons, what does the Singularity DAO kind of look at in terms of the data for DeFi and crypto right now? What is it saying the state of the market kind of is? Is your AI interpreting saying that the sector, has a bright future, or it's discount? Like, how does it kind of have a valuation model?
Well, look, first of all, so our artificial intelligence look at a variety of data to make fairly accurate predictions of where crypto prices are going. We look at order flow data, we look at volumes, we look at where the liquidity, how the liquidity is moving across on chain across different wallets. But then the ultimate decision is made by human traders. So I'm going to give you the insight that the human traders gave us on their perspective and their view of the market. And they don't seem to be very optimistic, and they don't see any sign of any potential change for the next 12 months, potentially 24 months. So the expectation is that this bear market is not at the bottom yet. We can see, and we're actually going to potentially see a 20 to 30% downtrend still over the next 12 months. So there's a number of data and data points that they're looking at, including macro political events, and the review is not optimistic at the moment.
So the decisions that Singularity DAO makes on chain, it's both AI driven, and then there's actual people or traders behind interpreting those signals and making the decisions.
Yeah, so we believe that keeping the human in the loop is going to be crucial and also in the future. Currently, we have a system of AI-generated signal that support human decision-making and AI and machine learning analytics that our traders use in order to make their decisions. But every trade is discretionary and made by humans at the moment. We launched several vaults containing trading strategies in December this year, and mostly on Ethereum. So we launched a BTC strategy, an ETH strategy, and an altcoin strategy. On the 12th of July, if we stick to our plan, we are going to release our first BSC dynaset, BNB chain dynaset, which obviously, thanks to the lower fees, can be traded more frequently. So that would enable us to launch our first fully automated dynaset. So these dynasets are the strategies that I was talking about. So the fully automated dynasets would be traded by artificial intelligence at the beginning based on some rudimentary mechanism and algorithms, but it will become more and more sophisticated as we go. And we're planning to use reinforcement learning also to make more sophisticated trades. And hopefully most of the functions that are currently undertaken by our human traders will be automated by artificial intelligence. But still, we're going to keep the human in the loop in order to make sure that decisions about trading with people's funds are made wisely.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Both the human brain and artificial intelligence are just tools. And it's great to be able to incorporate all these things together. Another leg down makes sense to me as we look at the historical patterns of bear markets. We had hoped that institutional adoption meant less volatility. That doesn't appear to be the case with the macro pressure as well. I know the Fed was looking to unload like $30 billion in bonds this this past month, and they only were able to get out $10 billion. And the markets could barely absorb that. And that doesn't even include all the mortgage-backed security things that they're still holding on to. So we're definitely not out of the woods yet. But that doesn't mean that there aren't opportunities. We just have to start looking at different things aside from price. And that's the maturity of the DeFi space. That's new platforms coming out. There's new features. There's more battle-hardened security from the rails of DeFi, the technology underneath it. Are there any newer platforms that really excite you, or trading venues or things where, you know, people should really go check out and say, you know, maybe we used to trade, like in the last bear market, we would always use Ether Delta or DDEX. And now we're using Uniswap. What do you think the next evolution of DeFi trading is going to be?
That's really interesting. I mean, if you remember, like in 2018, we were all talking about interoperability and how the future would have been bridges across chain and interoperable exchanges, right? I mean, I think that's still a lot to be done there. I mean, like decentralized exchanges that are able to trade cross chain, I think is going to be a very interesting space to look at. But I, you know, as I said, I'm a big fan of on-chain analytics, and this is a space that has just begun with some very large players that have started to build some serious backlog of on-chain data. And I think that on-chain is where most of, you know, the most interesting things happens. If you look at MEV, bots, there's so much that can be done, and this has just started. So I think that in the next few years, everything that is on chain and decentralized will eventually boom. We're just very early. I mean, Uniswap is like a year old, maybe. PancakeSwap less. So we'll see more and more decentralized exchanges popping up, and I guess institutions will get used to trade on chain.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but Singularity Net, I think, was built on Cardano, or they recently moved to Cardano. Are you guys taking a multi-chain approach? Are you guys sticking to one chain?
Yeah, Singularity Net was originally built on Ethereum, which I think was part of the reason why the decentralized AI platform struggled to get adoption because of the cost to actually use it. So they did a partnership with Cardano, and now they are the largest project building actually on the Cardano blockchain. And they actually built the first bridge between ETH and Cardano. And yeah, so far it's been a great and successful collaboration. We are planning absolutely to become multi-chain. We already on Ethereum and BSC, and we're looking at more opportunities as we go, and how, you know, we're looking at which ecosystem would actually establish itself, because, you know, there needs to be some reassurance. Cardano is definitely one of the ecosystems that we look at the most because of our vicinity with the ecosystem. We will bridge our token at some point. We just don't have a timeline yet, but we'll do so with many different ecosystems wherever there is liquidity. So absolutely, I believe in chain agnosticism. I mean, especially, you know, there's some community where the so-called chain tribalism is so strong. But I think, you know, we need to look past this, and we need to look at ways that we can actually work together to grow this ecosystem all together.
And speaking of growing this ecosystem, you guys now have a launch pad. Can you tell us first, what is a launch pad in crypto, and what are the goals you're trying to accomplish with that?
Yeah, so Launchpad, it's essentially a platform where anybody can participate to early token sale at private round price. During the first half of this year, we've seen a plethora, and also like the second half of the last year, we've seen a plethora of launchpad coming up. Unfortunately, I don't really like launchpads that have as a sole business model the one to launch new project, because it's simply unsustainable, and eventually turn out to to transfer their losses into the community of investors, because it's impossible to curate the quality of so many projects if your sole business model is to spin off continuously new projects. So the launchpad that we built is, first of all, focused on launching Singularity Net ecosystem projects. We did one called Nunet, and we've been able to raise $2 million in 60 seconds, if I'm not wrong, and we'll be launching all the Singularity Net ecosystem project that will come up and that will be ready. We're also interested in looking at tier one projects. Unfortunately, we haven't seen that many so far ready to launch and willing to use a launchpad and approaching our community. This is not our core business model. I don't have to launch any shitcoin that I come across, so I can be very picky. And by being very picky, it's difficult to find offers. But you know, we're not rushing. But you know, our community should expect to see all the projects from the Singularity Net Foundation launching through the Singularity DAO launchpad.
Interesting. And so is this, if one of our listeners is out there saying, hey, I have a token idea, I want to kind of inquire, you know, maybe, you know, pursue this, you know, opportunity, do they go to the Singularity Net? Do they go to the Singularity Launchpad? How do they kind of think about, you know, maybe experimenting?
Yeah, no, the cool thing, if anybody has an idea that uses AI at some level, they can go to actual Singularity Net. They has a grant program called Deep Funding. And Deep Funding, I think, is a 20 million large grant program. And they just dispersed the first funding to some projects. So anybody with an idea can go through Singularity Net Deep Funding. Once they get funded, they can come through our incubation program. And if we like the idea, we can help them grow the idea and then eventually launch the token through our launchpad and then include the token into our Dynaset so that we close the ecosystem. The idea behind Singularity DAO and the launchpad and our staking platform is to create a smart ecosystem for anybody to manage their funds or their wealth, right? So we have a number of opportunity of staking options into our platforms. We have a launchpad to help them participating in early stage project. We have Dynasets, which are the strategies vault. And by the way, Dynasets have outperformed the market with long only strategies so far by now an average of 25%. So obviously long only strategies are a method to mitigate losses during bear market, but the results have been incredible. I mean, I've used it myself. Obviously, I put 10 ETH in April, and normally I would have not traded because I'm not a trader. But now I managed to withdraw $22,000 out of Dynaset. So the same 10 ETH now are worth 10,000. So Dynaset have been doing a great job for me and a great service for our community, which is why we're planning to grow their offering. But the overall idea is that Singularity DAO will eventually become a decentralized protocol on top of which anybody will be able to build their trading strategies. By anybody, I mean institutions, traders, they will be able to use the tool that will make available for them in order to build their strategies. So Dynasets are the first use case of the Singularity DAO protocol, but hopefully in the future, there will be more and more people will be welcome and institutions will be welcome to build on top of the Singularity DAO protocol.
I love it. Now, it sounds interesting and it sounds like, you know, there's just so much room kind of for limitless opportunities, whether you're an institution that wants to leverage it or, you know, maybe you want to build your own Dynaset and kind of partner with you guys. Well, that's awesome. You know, kind of as we sort of, you know, round out the conversation, I'm curious, outside of like anything that you're working on in the world of artificial intelligence and DeFi, what else in crypto kind of excites you? Are you a guy who gets excited about NFTs and the metaverse? Are you a guy that maybe cares more about, you know, some different kind of aspect? What gets you excited?
I'm excited about DeFi because I can see a clear use case of decentralized finance to really disintermediate the access, disintermediate the distance between the average citizen and complex financial tools. So I'm excited about DeFi. This is what I like most. Metaverses, yes, they're interesting. However, I don't really see the problem that a metaverse is solving, right? I mean, I used to be a gamer. Yes, of course. I mean, but I'm not a gamer. I'm not a gamer anymore. So that's probably why I cannot get this excited about metaverses. And I haven't seen a metaverse that will actually capture my attention at the moment that I would like to play. I played with Sandbox. I played with Decentraland. After 30 minutes, I'm bored to death, right? And they're expensive to play, and they're difficult to play. And so, yeah, when I speak to people, when I talk to people, they tend to tell me that, you know, this is something that would make more sense in 10 years from now. We'll see what comes out in 10 years. So far, metaverses are not my most excited. I'm not that excited about metaverses. I like NFT. I mean, I think NFTs, they actually make sense. I understand why people will collect digital assets. That, yes. I mean, that it makes sense as much as collecting art makes sense. So if we believe that collecting traditional art makes sense, then collecting NFT also does. So fine art NFTs, that's something that I'm quite interested in.
We actually saw the wrapping of an AI personality inside of an NFT, where you can actually like own this personality that's been modeled and trained, and then apply it to be your executive assistant or, you know, your jester or whatever it is you want. And I thought that was an amazing marriage of the two technologies. I definitely would be interested to see something similar like that spread across more AI platforms. So if anyone out there is capable of doing that, and that might be a great launchpad idea.
Yeah, for sure. Would you want an NFT with Bryce's personality wrapped inside it so that you can live forever and you can have it as your co-host forever?
Absolutely. I mean, we're so busy with all the different things we're doing. It would be awesome to be able to ask Robo Bryce what he thinks about this price and this coin at any hours of the day.
No, but that's interesting. So it's basically like a Siri or an Alexa wrapped into an NFT, right? So that,
yeah,
man, that sounds doable. A friend of mine was launching the first AI NFT platform, where basically you would have gun-generated characters with artificial intelligence wrapped in NFTs, and is creating a metaverse with these AI NFTs, which is something that also Singularity Net is doing with a project called Sophia DAO, the Age of Singularities, where basically you would have different artificial intelligence interacting to each other in the metaverse and modeled around the character of Sophia. So this is one of the many.
I think that makes metaverse interesting. If you're going to go in and you're not just talk with your friends, you can talk to any other platform, but you're interacting with all these different other models that have their own very unique experiences. I think that would be really interesting.
Yeah,
absolutely. We'll have to check that out.
But potentially, yes. I mean, right now would be like interacting with Alexa, right? I mean, how fun is interacting with Alexa? Not as much fun. And even interacting with other people on a metaverse, I mean, how fun that is. I mean, it's as much fun as interacting with people on Facebook when you have, you know, people coursing somebody. You have the occasional Nazi, you have people burping, you have people, you know, like it's all sort of weirdos. So I don't see it as much fun. But probably, yes, artificial intelligence in the future will be way more fun than humans to hang out with. That I agree.
Yeah, I mean, just imagine Omegle reinvented in the Megaverse with AI. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, hey, Marcello, we loved having you on. In closing, just a couple quick questions we like to ask everybody who comes on the show. Name one other company in the space that you think is just having, you know, arguably the largest impact out of any other crypto company or project. And it can't be yourself.
Yeah, that cannot be myself. Can it be Singularity Net? No, that's cheating. Okay, so just because I want to, so it might not have the largest impact, but somebody that I really admire, then I think they're going to have a massive impact in a few years from now, are Nansen AI. Nansen AI is a non-chain data company. Yeah, they're doing an incredible job. I think they're doing everything as they should because they're building nose to the grindstone. They're not making too much hype. They recently raised, I mean, fairly recently raised a lot of money. They're building, starting from data. They were offering a number of services. And I think, as I said, the future is on chain. And if the future is on chain, then the future is on chain data. And they're building it very, very well. So big fan of what they're doing.
Yeah, no, I like Nansen. I use their website every now and again, Nansen.ai. Awesome. And then last question. Look, Crypto 101, a lot of people are listening to this that are brand new to crypto. What is one word of wisdom, one word of advice that you would want to give to kind of a newer person in the industry?
Yeah. So if somebody is new to the industry and is currently suffering and bleeding for the bear market, like stay strong because we are going to make it. I mean, it sounds like a catchphrase, but as I said,
it is,
but we've been there and we didn't have anything to believe in back then. But now we know that we're going to be back. So stay strong. And eventually this will come back. If you have to mitigate your losses, you know, get out of crypto if you have to, and then re-enter when things feel safer. But this is the future, and we are here to build the future. Participate. This is the best moment to actually educate yourself. Watch the Crypto 101 podcast because it's a great source of education, and then you're gonna be ready for the next bull run, and you're not gonna miss out.
Love it. No, couldn't have said it better. Stick around, everybody, because you know the best is yet to come, and the future is bright, and you want to invest and build in the future that you believe in. So, you know, remember why you guys first started out in crypto. Remember all those core beliefs and principles. None of that has changed despite prices going down, right? You know, so I'm excited about the future of crypto now more than ever. And Marcello, we really appreciate your time coming on and talking to us about artificial intelligence and all the things going on over at Singularity DAO.
Thank you so much, Bryce. It's been an honor. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, Pizza.
All right, everybody, stay tuned. We'll have some more guests coming up later this week.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.